From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the 1950s, abstract expressionism dominated the art world. And then a young English art student named David Hockney decided to study traditional figure drawing. Over a career that has spanned more than five decades, Hockney's experimented with many different ways of making art. But throughout it all, he has always returned to portraits. And now, the first major exhibition devoted exclusively to those portraits is on view at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Sarah Spitz of member station KCRW visited Hockney at his studio and found that the portraits sometimes provide bridges between different periods of the artist's work and his life.
There's no sign on the nondescript storefront that houses David Hockney's Los Angeles studio. Next door is an auto body shop. Inside, however, it's another world, literally. Hanging on the walls and scattered around the floors are numerous landscapes of Hockney's native Yorkshire.
You know, you kind of go back to your roots a bit. I'm a certain age. It's quite easy to go to. My family still lives there. But I suddenly got interested in the landscape, seeing how beautiful it was, and then realizing this is a challenge in contemporary art, actually looking at landscape and making something out of it.
The Yorkshire landscapes are quite different from the sunny swimming pools and desert highway vistas that have become Hockney's trademark since moving to Los Angeles in the mid-1960s. Many of the English landscape paintings show the same scenes repeated across the seasons of a single year. And that's something they have in common with his portraits. Instead of the same places, he paints the same faces over the seasons of a life.
Most of the portraits I've done are of friends, and a lot of them are quite my contemporaries. So as I'm getting older, so are they. And of course, that's shown. Really?
One of the people Hockney portrayed most was his mother, Laura. In numerous drawings, paintings, and photographs over the decades, her face grows more lined and her eyes more searching.
She lived to a very old age. She lived to be 99. I now realize, of course, anybody who lives to be 99 is tough. They're tough as old boots, actually. And she used to say to me, it's no fun being old. But she was quite religious, really. She used to say, I've not been called yet. So I used to say, well, stay by the phone a bit.
Hockney says in some ways, returning to the same subjects over and over is not just about the people, but about the way they're depicted. It allows him to explore different media, drawing, painting, lithography, and photocollage. Maurice Payne is a master printer who first worked with Hockney on a set of etchings done in London in 1966. He's also become one of Hockney's frequent subjects.
I usually know with David if he's going to draw you because the day before he's usually sort of probably looking at you in more an intense way out of the corner of his eye.
The three portraits of Payne in the exhibition span the decade from 1989 to 1999. The earliest, an oil on canvas, is a shoulders-up view of a crisp-looking man in a turtleneck with short, dark hair, face turned slightly sideways. The extreme close-up in the second oil completely fills the canvas. The hair has grown grayer, the face softer and older. The last image is a pencil-on-paper drawing that shows a casually dressed Payne from the waist up, hair thinning, looking more relaxed. But Payne says that sitting for Hockney is an intense experience.
His board and easel is probably only 30 inches away from your face and his face. There's no doubt you are thinking, what is he thinking and what are you thinking? And then if I'm just sitting there and concentrating on him concentrating, you're nearly feeling as though you're meditating.
Not everyone, however, has actually sat for a Hockney portrait. Betty Freeman is a Los Angeles arts patron who first met the artist in 1964. At an exhibition preview, Freeman says back then, Hockney asked if he could paint her swimming pool.
So he came up with just a Polaroid camera, black and white film, and he had me put this dress on. And he gave me a duster. And he only took, so far as I saw, three Polaroids, black and white. And he said he doesn't even take the Polaroids in color because the color of film is never the color of paint.
Instead of the pool, Hockney painted Freeman. The patron best known for helping support the career of composer John Cage suggested Beverly Hills Housewife for a title. The 12-foot double canvas shows Freeman standing on her patio in a pastel pink dress without the feather duster, near a yellow patch of wall, a bright green lawn, a zebra-striped lounge, an antelope head, and an abstract sculpture. She went to Hockney's studio several times as he sketched out the work on canvas, but she didn't really like it. She took one last look after Hockney added the colors, and she bought it.
It's hung in my home for 40 years, exactly 40 years, done about 66, 67. And the strange thing, I never get tired of looking at it.
Beverly Hills Housewife is in the Los Angeles exhibition, but Betty Freeman says her favorite work in the show is a series of drawings Hockney did of museum guards at London's National Gallery. Hockney rarely depicts strangers, but inspired by an experiment the French painter Ingres conducted nearly two centuries ago, Hockney invited the museum guards to tea. He used an optical device he contends Ingres used, called a camera lucida, a kind of prism on a stick, to help lay out the guards' faces on paper as quickly and accurately as possible. The result is a series of 12 meticulously detailed portraits in black and white, each wearing the same blue uniform. But it's the people Hockney knows best that he portrays most often and most intimately. The artist says one of his closest friends, curator Henry Geldzahler, loved posing for Hockney, even asking the artist to depict him at the end of his life.
I did drawings of Henry when he was dying, actually. I simply wouldn't have imposed myself, but he wanted me, because I'd always drawn him, he wanted me to draw him. I think there's one in the exhibition. A lot of people drew and painted Henry and photographed him. And I always pointed out he never had mirrors in his house, or one only by the door, one in a bathroom, but there weren't really mirrors. And I think he wanted to see how he looked through other people.
The same might be said of Hockney himself, that through depicting others, he sees the changes in his own life. But even with a half-century's experience, David Hockney can't say exactly how you capture a person on canvas or on paper.
It's probably a knack, I think. I suppose actually the answer is they've got to be interesting as paintings. But how you make a memorable picture, I haven't a clue. And neither has anybody else either.
David Hockney has returned to England to focus on his Yorkshire landscapes for now, but says that eventually he'll come back to the portraits and the people he knows. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Spitz in Los Angeles.
And you can see Beverly Hills Housewife and other paintings from the exhibit of David Hockney's portraits at our website, npr.org.